the bridges over the Thames? If he walked the streets with downcast eyes? He would recoil from the very stones of the pavement, made eloquent by lamp-black lithograph. If he drove or rode, his way would be blocked up by enormous fans, each proclaiming the same words over and over again from its whole extent of surface. Until, having gradually grown thinner and paler, and having at last totally rejected food, he would miserably perish, and I should be revenged. This conclusion I should, no doubt, celebrate by laughing a hoarse laugh in three syllables, and folding my arms tight upon my chest agreeably to most of the examples of gluted animosity that I have had an opportunity of observing in connection with the drama which, by the by, as involving a good deal of noise, appears to me to be occasionally confounded with the drummer. The foregoing reflections presented themselves to my mind the other day, as I contemplated being newly come to London.